Wonder Soul.
Hey, I'm Lucas, the host of Wonder Soul, a weekly podcast series featuring a variety of topics dealing with life's many passions and experiences. Join me and friends each week as I discuss topics ranging from pop culture to real life conversations that all can find relatable. New episodes bring new guests and new topics and release every Friday. More content can be found on Wonder Soul's YouTube and Twitch channels. Stay up to date and connect with Wonder Soul through social media by following us on Twitter and Instagram. And we hope that you enjoy Wonder Soul wherever you listen to podcasts. So do good and take care.
You want to know things about video games? How about consumer-oriented reviews, honest opinions, hot takes, and predictions? Well, you're listening to the right ad. Introducing the Lit Gaming Arena Podcast, Season 2. We bring you two episodes every week. Terminal News, which focuses on all the latest gaming news you'll ever need. And the LGA Cast, where we talk about all the games we're playing and the gaming industry in general, and we do not hold back any punches. We also have the occasional wacky guest, so don't miss out. Subscribe to us today. You can find us on our website, lga.gg, and on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcast app you use. Again, that's the Lit Gaming Arena Podcast at lga.gg.
I got there and they're waiting for a table. So DMX bought one of those little airplanes you build and wind up with the rubber band to make it fly.
Of course. As one does.
There's no masturbating. No masturbating while you're guesting on this show.
I thought we said there was masturbating allowed. As long as
you're not supposed
hear it.
To tell people about it. I can't believe I forgot to write your fucking name down.
Our own co-host.
I know.
Fucking ass.
You see
I
how
can
much.
See exactly where I fit in this interview.
Right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Discount Podcast. I am your host, Anton Wicklund. With me, as always, Jovia Fay.
Yo.
And from a remote location, Mike Larson.
From an indisclosed location. What is going on?
From Death Valley.
Even he does it. From wherever.
From, yeah.
Wherever. Wayne, it doesn't matter.
We've got some guests today. We've got a pretty full Discord right now, so let me try to make it through this without fucking anything up. From Lit Gaming Arena, we got Justin.
Yeah, it's me.
We got Control Freak and Sedge from Gaming Casual.
Howdy.
Evening.
And we've got Mr. Wondersoul from, you know, Wondersoul fame.
Hey.
It's a pretty full fucking room. How is everybody doing during quarantine?
Oh, it's a blast.
I love the silence. That was like the perfect answer. Like, do we have to discuss this? I've basically done nothing for 2 weeks.
I'm down to my last beer.
Oof.
And my last drop of sanity?
Well, that comes hand in hand.
You have sanity left?
I haven't had sanity left since I was like 13, so whatever. Who needs it?
What about you, Justin?
Out, I think I might be the only one that has a job still. I'm an essential job, so I've been working this whole time, feeling left out.
Same.
Still essential.
I would be, but they kicked me out to quarantine.
Hey, look at us. We're all essential.
Right.
I'm feeling some heavy NPC. Quotations.
Yeah. No, it's almost italicized and bold. What are you talking about?
I forget. I only bring that up because somebody, let's see if I can get to YouTube without it starting a fucking video.
Probably not.
Somebody already made a song about being essential. So while I find that, Wondersoul, how you doing?
Doing good. Just playing video games and just trying to stay inside. Allergies are kicking my ass. But other than that, things are as good as they can be.
Yeah, having allergies sucks right now because God forbid you fucking sneeze or sniffle or do anything.
Right. Dude, that was me like all day on Thursday. People were just giving me the dirtiest looks, and I'm like, "Fuck off! My eyes are out of fire. Eat me."
Exactly.
So I had a whole ass complaint at work because I coughed, and you know it's because I'm a smoker, so that happens.
And it was
in
like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, like, we had just opened. And it was like 3 separate coughs over the course of 5 minutes. I was wearing a mask. All 3 of them went through my mask into my arm, and apparently that was too much. But it's cool. My DM was basically like, fuck them, they're being assholes.
Have some free sick days.
Yeah, well, our company ain't doing much for us, but yeah. We're not going to dabble into that.
I mean, I'd like to bury them, but despite their no retaliation policy, I'm pretty sure I'd be fired.
Probably. Unfortunately. Because, you know.
No, I feel bad.
Why? Why do you feel bad?
I'm in the military. I'm still getting paid.
I mean,
don't feel bad because you're just a pawn of the government anyway, so, like.
Aren't we all?
Shh.
He's got a point.
Yeah, I was like, all right, you got me.
Damn. Just went fucking. Went savage on that shit. Okay, let me. Do this, gentlemen. Some of you are not going to be familiar with this. I got to slide into here real quick. Normally, normally this is the part where we cover what's happened this week in wrestling, but I'm going to be honest, the last couple weeks, I haven't really been paying attention or watching much of anything other than AEW. So
yeah, and in AEW, the real big highlight was Chris Jericho tried to give a t-shirt to a drone in order to join him. And the drone stole the t-shirts, so he sent the dogs after the drone, but the dogs were, like, little yippers. And really, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
Just watching a grown-ass fucking rock star of a man yelling at a drone with a baby t-shirt hanging from it. You get back here! I'm like, this is the dumbest. I love wrestling. It's so fucking
release
stupid.
The hounds.
Yeah, just the release the hounds was so good. It was very Mr. Burns.
Ass chihuahua.
Just this little fucking chihuahua comes out and like a bunch of other little dogs that you could accidentally punt across the room. Like, yep, yep.
Accidentally, quote unquote.
Chihuahuas aren't dogs.
That's
they're
true.
Rats.
They're actual dogs.
Yeah, they're not. That's not a dog. I think the smallest I go, while still considering it a dog, is a French bulldog. Frenchies are smaller than pugs.
Are they? I don't like Frenchies. Anyway, that's the wrestling news.
Because they're French?
Yeah. Yeah, so there, we slid in. We're sliding right the fuck out. That's it.
I mean, Mike, we could do yours.
Oh, what is it? No, yeah, the gift, the chihuahua. Sorry, the chat. I don't like that. That's. I really don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Considering my sister has a chihuahua, and it's just like, if there's an animal on this planet that I would kill and feel nothing, it's her chihuahua. And it's not even his fault.
It's so stupid. Hey, man.
It's her fault. Like, she's just a terrible pet owner, but, like, still.
It's always sad when the pet owner ruins the pet.
Yeah. Wow, you came in really low.
I don't like chihuahuas in the first place, but...
Shane would know something about bad pet owners.
Mm.
He is one?
Let's not go there.
Or not. I just
Please.
Said you I'm would know.
I'm having a good week. Let's not bring her up.
Oh, come on. Give us the tea. Give us the tea. You're not going to do it.
I need more tea. Thanks for reminding me.
Go get some more tea. I don't think Shane's going to spill the tea. That's unfortunate.
It's all right.
I'm going to say, don't let your ferret shit on the fucking floor.
Are you sure about that?
That's all I'm gonna say.
I mean, yeah, it's not good for him.
No.
Is he like one of those people too that has like just fucking, is it just mounds and mounds and mounds of clothes and shit everywhere and the ferrets basically have free reign? I can't handle that.
I can't handle that before the ferrets are involved.
It crawled up inside of a rug. And she stepped on it.
Genius.
That was my favorite one too.
Yeah, I remember when that happened.
The fucking genius soundbite.
Fucking genius?
That's another one we need to add.
Which one was that? What are you talking about?
I forget what that's from.
Well, you know that doesn't help me any, Mike.
I know. I felt bad. Like I said it, and I was like, "Fuck, what's that from?"
You're like, "Let's do this thing," and then I'm like, "What's the thing?" And you're like, "I don't know what the thing is."
What thing?
I'm over here like.
It's like when you're running around in an open world game and some fucking character's like, what was that? And you're like standing right there killing their fellow guard, and you're like,
it's fucking Igaraptor with his Mega Man bullshit.
Mega Man, that's what that is.
Oh, yeah.
It just took me a second.
Oh my god. Riding on cars.
Igaraptor is. Everyone nowadays is like, who's Igaraptor?
Sorry, right? Aaron.
Dude,
Aaron Ego Raptor Hansen.
We love the fucking Grumps. Mike, the license plate on my car says Microba.
See, I'm not a Grumps fan. I'm an Ego Raptor fan, but I'm not a Grumps fan.
Oh, okay. So you're on the one side.
You're like, but Ego Raptor, and everybody's like Aaron Hansen, and you're like Ego
no,
Raptor.
Fuck you. Yeah,
that's me. I liked it better when he was doing animation.
He misses it too, and that's like the saddest part.
He made
part.
Fun of himself when he was selling his book.
Oh yeah.
If anyone saw that ad or the interview thing. I liked you better when you were when you were an artist.
What?
I did too.
Becky Lynch is approaching the empty stadium with a semi. That's all.
Yeah.
Like he's built to, like so much with Game Grumps. I mean, like he's done a lot of cool things with that. And I'm glad that he's using that to pump up smaller artists and other animators, which is really cool, but it's sad that he's not really able to do it anymore.
Right, yeah. Right. It's sad seeing him get so stressed about shit like that, too, because he'll have those, like,
was
little
that, like,
moments
ago,
in videos. Yeah, that fucking breakdown, because they couldn't do Ghoul Grumps. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just want to make everything for everyone. And I'm like, bro, before you end up in a mental hospital, just take a break and go draw something.
Like,
Justin,
you've got
you
more than enough content on the internet to hold everyone over for at least a year.
Right, right.
Yeah, I can never, like, they put out, what, at least 30 minutes of content a day? I can't.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, since the quarantine, before that, they cut it down to, like, once a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think they switched it, they were trying to make it,
well, like,
they were
trying to do the Grumps channel.
Every day.
Yeah.
And then this
well,
all happened, and now it's
do, like,
more so.
It seemed like they're trying to do like their own version of like the Mythical Morning with like when
yeah
they doing
oh very games. Much so like even as
oh,
a fan of them
Power
and
Hour?
Like totally
yeah.
willing to listen to them do whatever it was still like all right Rhett and Link.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was fucking
I was gonna say like I can hear you speaking but not
I don't know if you got my message, Justin.
Eat shit and die.
As the whole fuck chat just stops
you.
And we're like,
I
okay,
hate
better?
You. Say it again.
Did you get that thing I sent you?
I got that thing you sent me.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Wink.
Wink,
wink.
Wink,
wink.
Nudge,
nudge.
Nudge.
Say no more.
Disgusting!
Human touch is gross. Don't touch anybody right now. No winking, no nudging. Don't wink.
Dude, I'm gonna come out of this like Niles Crane. I keep saying it.
Yeah, I wanted to. Is it just me and Jovi, or has everybody else like through this whole COVID thing realized just how dirty everything is everywhere all the time?
Yeah,
like I'm like afraid ooh, of doors yeah. right now. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, like when I'm like filling up gas, I'm like trying to like, oh, I should use a glove when I'm touching all the stuff, and then I'm like trying to use a glove, and then I'm like, oh shit, I'm using the wrong hand. And
like, I can't put like, a glove on the like hand with no glove, because the hand that has the glove is already dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck!
It's like, I don't want to, like, wear two gloves, because I'm touching all the other stuff inside my car with the glove, so it's like, you gotta use one hand without a glove, and one hand with the glove. And
you got, like, a plastic bag with your card in it that you throw out every time you use your debit card with the
you
gloves.
Take tongs with you, so you can take the gloves off without touching the gloves.
You gotta Lysol your pizza when it shows up.
Yeah.
It's rough.
I use bleach.
That's pretty good.
Just bleach the pizza.
I boil my pizza.
Wow. That's a new one.
I hear if you use equal parts of bleach and ammonia, it makes a nice vinaigrette.
Oh, no one
heard
that
too. Yeah, don't do that.
To be fair, if you don't even understand why that's a bad idea,
you deserve to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you do it, that's your fucking problem. The DP does not endorse it. However, don't be a fucking idiot.
I mean, like
to
I said,
fair,
I think
not everybody had the high school teacher who told them how to make napalm.
That shit's easy. And,
look, just because all of our science teachers were fresh out of college. Well,
Also true.
And there it is.
Yeah, that's right, because y'all motherfuckers went to school together.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Oh, that's
kind
of. Yeah.
Sort of. He went to school with
my little brother,
right?
Yeah. He was like 1 year behind, and I just left behind such a reputation that here we are now.
Yeah, Jovi was the myth that we all heard about, and then when we met her in person, just decided we were friends.
I got tackled. It was scary. I'm very small, and a very large man tackled me while yelling my name, and I did not know his.
The Elder Fae.
The Elder Fae. I suppose so. Why are you running?
Glomping's dangerous, dude. You gotta be
just
careful.
Screaming and frothing. Why are you running?
You sounded kind of like a dog, which reminds me, I think it's time to check up on our old friend DMX.
Is he in jail?
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Last I checked, he wasn't in jail.
In case...
Well, it is tax season, so there's time.
Well, lots of people aren't in prison, so...
I was about to say, wasn't it tax evasion?
Last time, yeah, but the last update, other than not being in jail, was when he was hospitalized for like a month. Because isdmxinjail.com is still one of my favorite websites.
DMX is not in jail.
Thing?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, type it in right now.
Yeah, we found it on a road trip because we were listening to like a bunch of 90s stuff, and I was just like wondering out loud. And I was like, do you think DMX is in jail right now? And then I stopped and I was like, do you think there's one of those websites like ismyinternetworking.com that's just isdmxinjail.com? So I just typed it in and a website popped up that was just like, no. And I was like, oh, fuck, all right.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's just a one-word website that no, just actually, says yes or no.
I'm gonna prompt you all to type that into your browser real quick so you can go ahead and look at what we're looking at.
It's beautiful.
Experience the greatness.
Yeah.
Actually, you know
Wasn't
what, here.
Isn't that one of our road trips down to Chicago?
I think so, yeah. One of the C2E2 and or Kuma's trips.
Oh, the link didn't work. It's probably because I didn't add a link. I don't know Discord. It's good to see he's not in jail, though.
Oh, apparently he was free. Let's see. 125.19, he's a free man.
See? Nice. He did it. It's been a whole year.
Oh, that's... Okay, never mind. That was the last update. Gotcha, never mind.
Yeah, give it time. He'll end up back there.
Told you, it's tax season. Just wait.
Well, taxes have been pushed back until June. He's got a couple months.
Right. Just enough time to think of something stupid.
Yep. To spend all of, yeah.
I'm going to be really sad if we lose DMX to coronavirus, because of all the things to take him out, this is not it.
He had a really bad immune system.
Crack will do that.
There's a story about DMX here, because he came here and did a show, and then he was on the morning radio show, and he was hanging out with the DJ, I guess, and they were going to go eat somewhere. And then he decided that he wanted to eat at Cracker Barrel. And they got to Cracker Barrel. And for whatever reason, he climbed up on top of the roof of Cracker Barrel. Yeah, I don't know.
I wish I had the freedom DMX feels he has. He's like, I'm going to do that.
I don't recall the whole story, but it just sounds like the craziest thing ever.
It sounds beautiful.
It sounds like
I would hang out with DMX.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
Hell no. Hell no.
I don't need that many drugs in my system.
Dude, I don't need any of that shit. Can you imagine the kind of shit DMX is fucking getting himself into?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Richard?
No.
But think of the stories you'd be able to
right,
tell.
Right, right.
No, thank you.
You wouldn't remember any of them.
Exactly. I'd be dead.
Think of the stories you'd have to be reminded of.
Right. It's like when I would wake up after hanging out with Shane some weekends and be like, Shane, why are there 4 receipts in my wallet?
Now, were they all for alcohol?
No, a lot of times we'd end up at a local diner, but somehow I'd manage to buy everybody's food.
Yep.
Shane, like, yep, that bitch did that. Yep.
Nobody asked either. We all just pull out our wallets. All of a sudden, Jovi's sitting there like, I got it. No. Oh, it's gone.
Check's gone. Okay.
Can't do that now.
Whoops.
No.
Oh, it's a secret. I didn't mention this at the head of the show. We're all actually in one room. I'm lying.
Ah. breaking all the rules.
We're actually, we're all standing shoulder to shoulder.
Right. Yeah,
we're violating social distancing.
Right. There's actually 14 other people here, too. And we've done basically, we're locked in a scrum. Yeah,
I might actually have the story of the DMX thing coming. I just texted the DJ and he actually responded to me, so he's going to get back to me.
Hell yeah.
Okay, thanks, because I'm over here trying different combinations of words in Google. Like, please tell me there's an article somewhere.
DMX.
DMX alive.
Cracker Barrel. Roof. Meth? Question mark?
He's typing. Sooner or later.
I'm so on the edge of my seat.
I'm ready for this.
Usually, like, I'm friends with the DJ, but he's usually pretty busy, so I usually don't get.
Ain't nobody busy right now.
He's not exactly spinning some hot jams at a party right now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They're not getting paid right now, but they're still doing their show. They're like, basically, they got told, yeah, so we can't pay you, but if you still want to do the show, you can.
For who?
And they're like, yeah, we'll still.
So what's the fucking? I like to waste my time and not get paid, please.
Right.
Well, they're like.
You like stream it or something? Really good, like, guys.
I'm happy that they're still doing it because it's something that I listen to in the morning. So
that's fair,
yeah, I suppose.
And I'm sure maybe they'll get paid once this is all over. I don't know.
Hopefully, but hopefully. Way, like, hopefully, like, I mean, any of us get paid.
Just, like, go home and be like, no. They'll be like, oh well, we're gonna hire new DJs now because you guys weren't here.
Yeah.
That sounds like something a company would do. But you guys weren't here, so we went ahead and hired somebody real quick. Don't worry about it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Did you know DMX has 15 kids?
Oh, Jesus.
Sheesh.
That is some weak pullout game.
That's just really sad.
15 fucking kids. That's a lot of child support.
Well, he also owes $1.7 million in taxes, so I don't think he's worried about the child support.
That's true. Seems like DMX don't give much of a fuck.
Well, he gives a lot of fuck, and then pay for it.
He's given lots of fucks.
I can give one so too much many, fuck. Even.
You want some
I'd
fuck.
I'd have to say, you want some fuck.
No, Ron.
Stick.
Let me smash.
Let me smash. Stick. Stick. Stop it. Stop it. There we go.
No, Ron.
I mean,
this is going to be the whole show. It's just an hour of us recounting things. It's like a clip show.
DMX.
But... yes.
Isn't just that DMX. Every podcast?
I mean, yeah.
Recounting stories about DMX?
I like.
Yeah.
Stick.
All right, he's still typing.
Let me smash.
You're about to get a novel.
Please.
No, Ron. Go find Becky.
There it is.
You want some fuck?
No, Ron. I don't want some fuck.
I got your blue. Hey, girl. You want some tail?
Flip. Flip. Flip.
Speaking of Becky, oh, she retained her title. Oh, holy shit, she won.
Good for
Yay.
Her.
Yay.
No shit.
Yeah, well, fuck Shayna Baszler and her gorilla-looking ass. Like
part one of the novel, but he's still typing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Once upon a time.
In a galaxy long, long ago, far away.
It's giving you the last 5-year biography.
Right?
Yeah. Fuck yeah,
the
dude.
Story of all 15 children.
I want a detailed story here. I want to know exactly how this went down from some motherfucker who was there.
Can you imagine just having that story in your life? Like, this one time I went to lunch with DMX and he climbed a Cracker Barrel. And everyone you ever know is like, oh, yeah, okay.
Just wait till you hear this. It's so good. Just the first part is really great. I'm going to wait till we get the whole thing, but oh, man. This is good stuff.
To be fair, God. I wouldn't be surprised if any of our friends climbed a Cracker Barrel.
I mean, Austin. We used to climb. Yeah, I was going to say, we used to climb the roof of the building next door to the bar all the time, so.
Cracker Barrel's legit.
Cracker Barrel's fucking delicious.
So am I the only one who's never been to a Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
Maybe. Evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, then.
Wonder's not even going to dignify that with more than out. A mm-hmm.
I didn't hear if, like, Golden Corral was going under, but, like, the one here, they closed down because of the quarantine and everything, and then they were like, yeah, guess what? We're not coming back.
Golden Corral has, like, perpetually been going under.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, you really gonna trust Golden Corral after this?
No.
Not that I did before this.
The same food that was sitting in there.
Right? They just turned everything off except for the heat lamps, and we're like, eh.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It's still not in the danger zone, Temp. It's fine.
I've been to Golden Corral exactly once, and I never want to go back.
Yep.
Same. And really? When somebody asked how I liked it, I just said, sticky. And then I never returned.
When I was a kid, I
Well, out of context.
I would always overeat there. I'd be like, I gotta get everything.
That was me at, we used to have one out here called Old Country Buffet.
Oh, we had one of those too.
Yeah, we got one of those up here.
I used to fucking eat so much.
Is that gone?
I think the one in Brookfield's gone. Yeah, I think that's still... Is it Brookfield gone?
Might still be there. I thought you were talking about Brown Deer.
No.
No, Brown Deer is long gone.
Everything on Brown Deer is gone.
Brown Deer itself is gone.
Yeah, man,
Does anybody remember when Ponderosa was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a Ponderosa.
It's mediocre at best.
There's still one in Hartford if you want to go.
Let me get back to you on that when I hate myself a little bit more, and also we can go outside.
I think it's right on 60, because I'm pretty sure I drove.
I bet I
can't even talk. Holy shit, that's a good quality.
And what else is new?
That too.
That's at least I'm trying. That's another place I have fond memories of it just being sticky.
Oh, we got it.
The novel.
Okay. Hell yeah, let's go.
Story time.
Okay. So this is when he came here, and he was going to be interviewed by the Big J Show on the Hot 101.9 here in town. And so he says, I was supposed to interview him. They were coming to the station, but they were late. They told me to meet him at a restaurant. The location changed like 4 times, but it ended up with Cracker Barrel. I got there, and they were waiting for a table, so DMX bought one of those little airplanes you build and wind up with the rubber band to make it fly.
Of course. As one does.
And I'm just trying to imagine him picking it up in the gift shop and being like, hell yeah.
Oh, so the plane, he got all hyped up on his little and it got stuck on the roof, and he was like, hell no, rah, rah, and he went down.
I paid $2 for that bitch.
That's my money.
He says he climbed up onto one of the rocking chairs to get onto the roof to get it back. He also sang Willie Nelson and line danced in the parking lot. He loved the apple butter. This apple butter is gangsta, is the quote.
Oh my god.
Couldn't that be a more white thing?
Oh, man. That is gangster.
I really wish they would use that in an ad. Just DMX, like, that apple butter, gangsta.
Apple butter, gangster.
Gangster approved. Southern
Cracker
name.
Barrel.
Gangster approved.
Here, I got it.
And then
apple butter,
so then
hick
he had
tested.
To go to do the sound check. He overruled his team and decided to drive himself in the Hot 101.9 vehicle while I was in the back seat.
Let me use your radio station vehicle. All right.
Yeah. His team was adamant about him not doing it. He drove at twice the speed limit, drove over medians against traffic, and stopped at a guy's house and went up to his door to ask if he could buy a classic truck that was parked in the driveway.
Oh my god.
Honey, is that the radio station truck going 50 miles an hour down our street? Dude. Yeah. Is it pulling up in our driveway? Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with DMX?
That truck gangsta.
Yo, I'll buy it for this apple butter.
Yeah.
I'll give you $50 and some apple butter.
He said he was smoking a huge joint the entire time. That's the end of the tale.
Like one. Okay, so God. So I have questions.
Like a singular
joint?
Yeah,
so he
very
was smoking
large.
One very large joint from the time he arrived at the Cracker Barrel to the time he tried to buy this truck from this gentleman?
That's what it sounds like. He said he made it. I remember him saying once that it was a huge joint that he had.
That's beautiful.
Must be fucking.
It was packed by Snoop Dogg.
It probably was.
Oh, God.
Oh, we lost Mike.
Did we? Where'd he go?
Uh-oh.
I said his audio cut out, but, I mean, I can see he's still here. So, he must have muted himself. I don't know, maybe leave and come back in? Figure it out, fuckface.
You deal with it.
God damn, gotta hold this dude's hand for everything.
It's a good thing.
Especially going to the bathroom. It's weird.
He always insists it's a right hand.
Yeah, nothing like, sorry. So while he's...
My internet's cooperating right now because we had like a partial internet outage a couple hours ago where like I had no upload speed, so I would not be able to be in here if that was the case still.
Oh, joy.
Well, how fortunate. I'm sure you're so glad that your internet's working so you can be on this dumbass show.
I mean, it's that or masturbation.
That's true.
You
that's...
could do both. We yeah, really yeah, would
for
barely
all
know.
I fucking know. Okay, so quick, okay. While Mike is not here what? To defend himself, I'm gonna do this just to piss him off.
Did you know that The Big Show is a Netflix comedy series?
Yeah, okay, it's about him and his family.
Hey, welcome back.
I didn't know that.
It premieres after WrestleMania.
Is that WrestleMania Night 1 or WrestleMania Night 2?
Do I care?
I mean, no. But I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't, like, really paid attention to the screen since we started the show.
Not really. Like, I just glance up and occasionally, like, earlier when Daniel Bryan came out, Gronkowski and Mojo Rawley were doing the Yes Chants from a balcony. It was very awkward.
I mean, a Yes Chant is very awkward.
A Yes Chant between two people? Yeah, it's going to be.
You want
to
try one? You want to do one right now? Yes.
Yes. No. Yes. Oh, this feels yes. bad. I don't
yeah,
like it.
It feels really
no.
weird.
No.
No.
Well, see, what you guys can't see is we're going like full in. Like we're actually, you know, with the, oh, the with hands. The fingers and the hands.
Yeah, the fingers in the air.
Oh. Like,
so yeah, it just feels no. really weird.
No. No.
I don't like it.
Oh. Of course, every time I think of that, because I recently was playing it, I just think Far Cry 5. The power. Of yes.
Oh god.
Oh no. That dude in Far Cry 5 is basically just what would have happened if Daniel Bryan had had a psychotic break.
I mean, he had like two of them, yeah. And he did join a cult at some point in wrestling, so.
Keep it kayfabe.
That's right. Oh. Yeah, it's just Daniel Bryan.
I don't know if the laughter was at, like, no, he did join a cult, and then I'm like, oh, wait, literally saying anything about a wrestling storyline with no context whatsoever is retarded.
Yeah, especially to people who, like, don't watch.
Like, yeah, he joined a cult, he had a mental breakdown, and then he started doing No Chance instead, and then he came back and he did Yes Chance, and then he turned into a hippie and he made the belt out of bamboo.
Yeah, because it was eco-friendly.
So far.
See, like, following, alright, and then, nothing.
What is this? What is this? No. No. I don't want this. I don't want M. Yes. Bison going, yes.
Why not?
No. His eyes. Look at his dead eyes. Ooh. I don't like him. Makes me upset. Where'd you go, Wonder Soul? We still got you?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm just enjoying this conversation.
We're being yes. fucking riveting.
He's got his shit muted, and he's like, little known to us, there are like five other people listening.
He's like, listen to these morons.
So these fucking idiots. Just listen.
I used to have a fucking Twitter group with these idiots.
No, Shane. Stop.
Oh, God.
I'm going to shut the chat down. All of it. I'm going to shut the whole thing down.
You know, there's actually a reason he took that role.
I heard this story,
what's
but I don't remember.
What's his fucking name again?
Raul Julia.
Raul Julia, that's right. Well, hit us with the story, dickhead. Don't just let me
like. We're like, none of us have anything else right now. Help.
I don't remember the story off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, I just know there's like a story.
Well, there's a story for everything.
Well, it was one of the last roles he did.
Right.
Because I think he was actually, what was it? I don't think it was cancer, but he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And basically died like a year after doing the role.
What a legacy he left behind. What a way to go out, right? On top.
That's the way I'd go well, out. Fuck it.
I think it was something to do with his kids.
I thought that's what it was.
Like his kids and he himself really liked Street Fighter. Like he played it growing up and his kids liked it. And it was one of the last films he did specifically because he loved Street Fighter.
That's I mean, funny. Hell yeah.
I mean, if it made
also,
him happy.
Also, it was stomach cancer.
Hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
That's not
and
good.
Apparently, Jean-Claude Van Damme did 10 grams of coke a day and would just randomly disappear.
I've heard
it's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Are you surprised?
Right. No. Right.
I've heard some pretty shitty fucking horror stories about Van Damme on the set of Street Fighter. I mean, on the set of everything, but specifically Street Fighter.
Like, I've only heard weird shit about that man. Granted, how could you not be an enigma when you're Jean-Claude Van Damme? Like, what else are you gonna do?
I mean,
be a decent human being?
No, fuck that.
Get real.
Fuck
famous
you.
Dudes
fuck
with
you.
Muscles don't do that.
Get out of here. Leave.
Except for The Rock. I've never heard a bad story about The Rock. Dwayne.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I haven't heard any bad stories about Arnold.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Aside from the steroids and the...
Yeah.
70s. Well, yeah, like, he had a lot of sex capades and whatever, but it was also, like, the 80s, so did everybody else.
Hell yeah.
I mean, most foreign actors got their foot in the door through porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not like that's not still true. We have an entire Italian fucking stallion. First woman right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, like, a president that married one.
Weird. We're not doing politics on the show. No.
Not
no.
today?
No. Not today.
Okay.
Not today.
Okay. Since our last episode, I've just been like, I don't want to talk about it when we record, because there's like a new article every hour that's just like, I'll be holding my phone, and I'm like, oh, come on, and he'll be like, what? And I'm like, do you really want me to read you this one? And half the that's time terrible. He's like, no, not really.
No, I don't ever want you to fucking read them to me, because they all suck.
I mean, in good news, fucking Mike Pence said, don't go to church.
I mean, finally.
Which really is a sign of the end of the world.
I was about to say, how many of us go to church?
Not I.
Not I.
I'm pretty sure I would start on fire if I walked into one.
I remember when I was younger in Florida, I had made some fucking dumbass decisions and got put on probation. And I had to serve some of my community service at a church that was a couple miles away from our house. And I was there one day, and I was allowed to, like, not work when they were doing the service. Like, I could... Okay. I could sit... I could sit there for Mass, and that would count towards my hours. So I was like, sure, I'm gonna do it, whatever. But I would sit in the back of the room, and I would listen to my Discman, that fucking date myself there.
Walkman.
My Discman. Not my Walkman, my Discman. Oh, Walkman is AM, FM radio, and cassettes, you fucking heathen. Get it right. So I would sit in the back with my Discman playing fucking Eminem, the Eminem show. And I guess at some point it had started to, I don't know, like the PA system they were using started to pick up little bits and pieces of it, and it was starting to come through the speakers.
What?
Yeah. It was like somebody just came up from the front of the room and was like, We can hear that over the speakers. And I was like, oh, that's fucking hilarious.
That's kind of a problem. It's a hilarious problem. But...
Well, and this is, you got to figure at this point in time, like, I'm in my prime bullshit goth. So I'm, like, in this church listening to this Eminem CD with, like, these baggy trip pants, fucking chains and straps everywhere, a probably pretty morbid looking band shirt, and, like,
listening
shitty eyeliner.
Listening to Stan on repeat.
Yeah. Actively cutting my own wrists in the corner. It's like, why?
Speaking backwards.
He didn't call me.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games in the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I am Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly on you, you spooky bitch.
God damn, I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very.
We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, just fucking breaking down a crowd.
Oh, that's badass.
Bring some porn next time.
It's all right. I still remember showing up to teach Sunday school in, like, Green Day shirts.
Oh, God, yeah. You've told me about that loveliness.
What is this? Who is sent what? This nonsense? What the fuck is
Wait,
this?
Oh,
the
shop?
You're allowed near children?
Oddly enough, yeah, Shane's allowed near children.
What is this? This is awful. This is fucking
far too long to read.
Horrible. Oh, I'm saving that and putting that in the fucking group. That's nice. Horribly beautiful.
It got better.
Oh, it got
You're welcome.
Did I miss something?
Did it though?
Oh no. Oh my god.
I mean, I had to.
Anybody listening to the show is just looking at is just listening, going, "What are they laughing at?"
We're laughing. That's the problem with a Discord chat.
We're laughing at. Oh my god! Stop! It's just like it's just shitty fucking facial Photoshop bullshit. If you want to see the one I'm going to post, though, you can go join the group. Go find us on Facebook.
I love the opposite face swaps for Tiger.
Right, Tiger I love that.
Donald Trump.
It's horrible.
The worst part is that, like, it works either way. If you had no context, you'd just be like, well, that's weird.
It's just some special like nightmare fuel.
Oh, man. And I'm
Who
gonna
doesn't
say,
love nightmare fuel?
I'm going to say absolutely nothing when I post this to the group, too.
That's my favorite kind of thing to do.
That's awful. It's
absolutely no context, Diego.
Oh, God.
Hashtag
looks...
no context?
Hashtag burn my fucking eyes. What is this? I can't handle y'all. I gotta minimize this window.
Here, if it helps, I'll send you all my dogs in Fallout. If it'll actually send.
Oh, good lordy.
There you go. Dogs.
Oh, look at all the good boyos. Does that one not have skin?
Yeah, when you use the cages, you can lure in the dogs, and then you gotta turn on the beam emitter so they don't eat you. I learned that the hard way. And then you catch them in the cage, and sometimes they're good old junkyard dogs, and you're like, well, good boy. And one showed up with a skull bandana, and it made my quarantine ass real happy. But some of them show up, and they're feral mongrels, but they just don't want to eat you. The best part is because they have, like, random animation cycles they'll go through. They'll still play with the teddy bears, like dog meat will. So this is just a terrifying, fleshless monster playing with a teddy bear and then looking at you happily, like...
It's adorable.
And I'm like, you're still a good boy, it's okay.
We broke the fucking game, Shane.
Oh yeah, I heard. I broke the shit out of that game.
She fucking went
I mean,
to...
it's Fallout, so it's not that hard to do.
No, but I turned off the build limit and I made fucking Red Rocket Settlement like 8 stories high.
God,
it's pretty fucking impressive. But she went to move something the other day, and like the second the build menu opened up, the whole game was like "fuck you" and just shut down.
Yep, it's like up, report a problem, and I was like, "Yeah, okay, we broke it." But I have a functional arcade floating in the air.
I mean, Dude, whatever, fuck. Okay. I can't. Oh,
this
God.
Is why it was like, dear everybody, show me your Sims and your Fallout settlements, and I don't care, your Animal Crossing islands, because, like, I'm having a problem right now. I can't stop building.
And yet nobody sent us anything.
Old-time Animal Crossing fans are angry at social media now.
Why? Because now Animal Crossing is cool?
Yeah, basically. It's all min-maxing.
So,
but, like, why? They should just be happy that people are enjoying this game. That you're
right.
Like, what the
fuck? And OG Animal Crossing was not... Life? Yeah, I don't like
why
most
it's
of them.
Stupid. I'm like, guys, shut the fuck up. Like,
let people enjoy things.
No. Not on my watch.
No, fuck you.
It's very weird watching an Uso come out to the ring with nothing happening. Uh-uh. There's so many lasers. Why are there so many lasers? Nobody's here.
Just want a piece of paper. Because they still have to make it exciting.
It's so fucking weird, Shane.
It's not possible.
Like, you're kind of missing out.
God damn it.
They're being so hype. Well, and they're having a tag team three-way match, but it's one person from each tag team. And I just... It's not how it works.
Tag team three-way.
Sounds like a Friday night to me.
I mean, it sounds like a quarantine night.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm getting a...
Why are... You have a keyboard. Why do you need paper right now? Jackass.
It's more satisfying to write shit down.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're not wrong. There's like 80 notebooks in this apartment.
It's fuck. It's so good. Oh, shit. I forgot to do something like an hour ago.
Fuck you, Steve!
There we go.
Well, I mean...
Look,
at
fuck
least
Steve.
It happened once in the episode.
I mean,
we've made it almost to the end before. I'm sure you've heard.
Oh,
at least we finally got a soundbite for it, so we didn't have to, you know, manually speak it.
All right, it's not worth my time. I'm not going to waste my fine
motor
quarantine
skills?
Breath.
Your oxygen, yeah.
Yeah, my fine quarantine oxygen.
I only have so much of it left. Help.
No,
the walls, they're closing in.
I don't know what you're doing, Justin, but fuck you. I'm not looking at the chat.
I'm doing it.
I'm not doing
Holy
it.
Shit, that's a lot of colorful
I'm not
lights.
I'm fucking doing it. I can't. I gotta stay on point here if I expect to get anything done.
It's
oh, wait, there was a purpose
my...
to this?
To this? No, absolutely
to
not.
To life?
Okay.
No.
No, absolutely not. We're just... I'm just... I don't. Oh god, I'm freaking out. Oh shit, I don't know what's going on. Oh my god.
Just keep pressing buttons and things happen.
I don't know what's going on.
There we go.
We did it. I don't know what we did, but we did it.
Oh, you guys want to know a fun fact, which we may have covered on the last episode? I don't know. But I sent the screenshot. If you Google 90s drinks, you get my face.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's in the...
Yeah, look at the chat. My ex sent me that. I don't know why he was Googling 90s drinks, but he was like, just FYI.
That is weird.
Now, my question is, how did that happen?
It took us like 20 minutes to deduce this. It was because back when we were dating in like 2012, we were trying to remember a name of a drink that was like Orbeez, where it was like in a squeeze bottle and had like little gel balls in it. So we went on forums under my username to ask people that, and that was my picture in one of the forum posts. And here we are.
I mean,
now,
you
did
got
you
that
ever find out what it was?
No. No idea. It's been almost 10 years. I still don't know.
So you
neither
are, in fact, a failure.
Yes.
What was it?
It's a drink that was like Orbeez and in like a squeeze-it bottle. And we're both pretty sure we're just remembering a weird thing wrong. So that's the worst part. Like, we both, it's just like fucking Mandela effect shit. We're like, we remember something that clearly does not exist.
Did my pen really just give out? Okay. Here, I'm going to hand this to you. This is why I had the paper, was to keep score.
Of what?
Of trivia time.
Oh, I got to keep score?
Yeah, you got to keep score.
Oh, fuck.
I gotta ask the questions. Everybody ready for trivia? There's a prize on the line. I don't know what it is yet.
I mean, no, but...
I'm terrible at trivia, but...
I broke
ready.
My buzzer.
Jupiter.
That's your penis, dear.
It's no touching.
Testicles.
Stop touching. No touching. There's no masturbating. No masturbating while you're guesting on this show.
I thought we said there was masturbating allowed. As long
you're
as we
not supposed to tell people about it. What the fuck? What
you, so, that's part of the game.
Yeah, it's like, don't wake daddy, but like...
No, I don't like that game.
Don't wake daddy?
No, the masturbation version of that game.
I almost killed myself.
It's like the same thing. It's like, I really want to go over to this room to masturbate, but I'm already masturbating. I gotta sneak by my sleeping parents to get to this other room. Don't wake daddy. New from Milton Bradley.
Come into a GameCube. Yeah.
Come
well, that's
into a,
adorable.
Come into a Funko Land or GameStop near you. Babbage's, EB Games. Okay.
I remember Funko Games.
So do I. I remember EB.
Remember leaving the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did that yesterday.
Right? Damn essential workers. We can't make things. These jokes.
Okay, so.
I'm an essential NPC, so I can't die.
Do you just go around, like, repeating the same few phrases while you're at work?
I'm essential.
No. I'm essential.
It should be like the new Facebook, the Facebook event memes that used to have. We should just make a Facebook event that's like walk around work acting like an NPC that only says "I'm essential" for a day.
I mean, whatever.
I could get away with that,
right? Jesus Christ, Kofi Kingston nearly killed himself.
Something I would do.
Which part?
Like nobody at work would be like. Wow, what's going on with him? They just like, okay.
Yeah, but you're weird. Anton, watch this. Thank you.
I'm watching.
Look at what Kofi just did.
Hey, he's doing Kofi shit.
Yeah.
That's what Kofi does. He does Kofi shit.
He almost
Kofi
died.
Shit. Oh.
Kofi does Kofi shit. Take a drink.
Oh, you realize that we never played the 80s trivia.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently. We did 90s and then stopped. Okay. Folks, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask, I think I have 14... different questions. To buzz in, all you gotta do is say your name. Get it right, you get a point.
Your name?
Yeah.
Wow. This is an easy trivia game.
No, fuck off. God, I hate you. There are different categories. I will ask you... Well, I suppose I'll just pick one, because I can't really ask. So, anyway. There's a prize on the line. I don't know what the fuck it is yet. You can ask Shane... We just tend to give him random shit that we have lying around all the time. Is that or is that not correct, Shane?
That is 100% correct.
He'll what, often... giving him shit
found
all the time?
Found this half-eaten Snickers.
No, like...
Congratulations.
He'll, enjoy.
He'll come over and I'll just be like...
Hey, like this CD is from a band you might like.
Yeah, basically. He'll just show up and we'll have a pile of stuff on the table and be like, this is your stuff now. And he'll be like, why? And we'll be like, huh? It'll range from, like, we found it and we don't want it, to, like, I was at Goodwill and I thought, oh, Shane would like this. And 9 times out of 10, he's like, holy shit, how'd you know I'd like this? And I'm like, I don't know. I also spent about 50 cents on it.
I have, like, 30 movies now because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because we moved in together and we're like, wow, we own a lot of the same movies. Shane, would you like all of these movies?
See, what's great is that could be the prize. I got a whole box of DVDs in storage that I decided I was okay with losing. You could get a whole fucking care package. Who knows?
We could send you the hit movie, See No Evil, starring Kane of WWE fame.
We could.
Excellent.
We could. We could send you a signed copy of that movie, just to be dicks about it.
Just to make Mike mad.
just so that, like...
That's okay, it's a movie, I don't care.
If anybody's ever like, oh, who's this, DVD cover signed by? And you'd be like, I don't know, some three dickheads.
Oh, signed by us? I thought you meant signed by
have
Kane.
Me sign it?
No, yeah. You think I'm giving that away, signed by Kane?
I don't know.
Not today.
Glenn Jacobs, mayor of
not
whatever
today.
Fucking town?
Not today. Butt fuck hell.
Mayor of hell?
He's a demon.
Man,
he
I wish he
would have
run as mayor for hell, Michigan. I would have been all about that shit.
That doesn't make you a demon.
Ask Mike about it sometime. He could probably run you through the entire storyline of Kane, start to finish.
That implies that I didn't just quit and give up.
Yeah, he gave up whenever he decided he didn't like it anymore, so.
Well, okay, let me rephrase. When I say start to finish, what I mean is start to the finish of when Kane's story was good.
Oh. That whole two weeks.
Different. Yeah, so the two weeks that was there. Is anybody? I don't think anybody here is like a serious sports fan, right?
Do you consider hockey a sport?
Go okay. Team, kick the ball.
No, I don't.
Make a goal unit no, basket.
Okay.
Touchdown!
What Brian Regan?
Yeah, it's Brian Regan.
Goal unit basket.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I make those references all too often, and nobody catches them.
Where are we going, Thunder? I
probably catch most Brian Regan references. He's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God, he's so good. The amount of times that I've gotten people to be like, moosin', boxin', and they don't even know why, and I'm like, I've definitely infiltrated your vocabulary right now.
The
box isn't wooden, is it? German, Jermaine, Jackson, Jackson 5, Jackson 5 Tito.
Jovi.
Yes, por favor.
Okay.
Und por.
Here we go.
Und whiskey.
Question one. You had me at hello. Jane. What? You had me at hello is an iconic phrase from what 1996 movie?
Jerry Maguire?
Oh, that's correct, but that's you didn't buzz name. In, fucker.
Oh, sorry.
Mike, Jerry Maguire.
And Mike gets the point. Just because I feel like
that's
going to
be
dick.
The only point I get.
That's fine, man. With as much silence as I heard, you might only need one.
I got the first one.
You first. Didn't put Mike's name down for the points.
Did I?
Wow.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's because he doesn't exist.
Point under control.
It transfers now.
It's missed opportunity. Write down missed opportunity.
I can't believe I forgot to write your fucking name down.
Our own co-host. I know. Fucking ass.
You see how much.
I can see exactly where I fit in this scenario.
Right.
Yeah, at home.
Granted, like, admittedly, nowhere. In the midst of this quarantine, we've been like, I miss, like, two people, and one of them is Mike, and I'm not sure who the other is right now.
But why?
Ooh.
That could have been bad.
Could have been bad.
Why? Nice. Because, A, Mike, you amuse us, and B, when we want you to shut the fuck up, you've already shut the fuck up.
I've done that, like, 20 minutes beforehand.
And then we're like, could you speak, please? And you're like, but hockey's on.
Yeah, how many times have I had to turn off my phone to start a podcast because I was watching hockey?
Mike, turn off the hockey. No!
Okay, ready? The quicker we get through these, the quicker we can let everybody go back to their normal lives where...
Oh yeah, you know, lives are so normal right now.
Back to our quarantine.
Right.
Yeah.
Back to playing Mass Effect.
This is the most people I've talked to in 2 weeks. This is very true.
In what movie did two imprisoned men bond over a number of years, finding eventual redemption?
Jovi. Shane, you can have it. Redemption. Thank you.
Hey, hooray. I don't have a ding. That's upsetting.
You have
use the wrestling one.
No, I'll just do that every time.
Okay.
Let's see.
Uh-oh. There are two men very up. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry. Just a little distracted by
is one of
shit.
Them Jeffrey Hardy?
No, it's John Morrison and Kofi.
So
which
you
is
know
the
it's
only
good.
Match that I looked forward to because it's on ladders and they do flippy shit.
Flippy shit 24/7.
I like my what did they call it? Oh fuck.
I think my finger's bleeding.
Gymnastics.
Yeah, somebody called it like gymnastics murder ballet. And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. It's my sweaty male soap opera.
My stories.
It's hot.
Fuck off, laptop. What Sesame Street character caused a shopping... What the
Jovi,
fuck is that?
Jovi, Elmo.
You want to get a little more specific?
Tickle Me Elmo.
There you go.
Oh, goddamn.
I have little brothers, man. What can I say?
Let's see. Some of these cards are fucked up. Like, there's not anyone's on here that I think, you know what I mean, in, like, a general sense.
Is this, like, Trivial Pursuits?
It's like a card game from like a drugstore. It's like a no name.
It's like one of these like traveling card game type deals. Yeah,
one of those ones you give it to the kids in the back seat, and you're like, shut the fuck up.
They have at Applebee's or something.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, just something you pick up to shut the kids up.
Cracker Bill, you know.
Here we go. This might be too easy, but okay. What 90s anthem includes the line, "Here we are now, entertain us"?
Really, you guys? Jovi, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, well.
Come on. Come on.
Not really my band.
I will maintain.
I had a minor obsession with them in high school.
I actively didn't answer that question because I hate them so much.
I knew you wouldn't, and that's what I was waiting for. I was like, will Mike, out of spite, not answer this despite knowing? And here we are.
You know each other so well.
We're so in sync.
Also.
Right? The first time we met, we were making fun of the same friend. Hello, Steve. Within 5 minutes of meeting each other.
Fuck you, Steve!
It was his fault. Jovi meet Mike. Mike meet Jovi, and we're both like, fuck you.
Okay, what book series includes titles such as Welcome to Dead House and Night of the Living Dummy?
I'm not...
Mike, Goosebumps.
Sure. Thank you. Hey, I was like, I'm not doing this like, again.
Somebody's got to fucking get
it. I did it. Am I on the board now?
Yeah, you got two, remember?
Well, yeah, I wasn't there the first time, so I didn't know if that counted.
No, well, now you're in existence. It's okay. Here you go. This will be... I don't know. Maybe somebody will get this. What was the name of Buffy's first vampire boyfriend?
Spike.
Shane.
Control. Shit.
Shane.
Go ahead.
Spike.
No. Control.
Control.
No?
Angel.
That's a point for Control.
Oh, son of a bitch. Well played.
I was hoping.
Yeah, I was about to say Spike. What the shit?
It's literally the only name I could think of.
Loser.
It was the first fucking thing that came to mind.
He's like, you fucking loser. You don't know Buffy? God.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do believe you are correct, but I have no idea.
And the actor's also at every fucking con possible.
Ooh, I know who's got this one. Who was president of the United States during Operation Desert Storm?
Shane.
Hmm.
That was 1991. Come on, Shane.
Gonna need an answer, Shane.
What?
That's not George Bush Sr.
Nope. Wait, you... It doesn't count. He was wrong.
What did he say?
Justin.
Go ahead.
George H.W. Bush.
I mean...
Shane guessed twice. I think it goes to Justin.
Yeah. Yeah, I was more concerned with, like, the verbiage. It just says George Bush, but, you know.
Yeah, but H.W. Well, is how whatever. We refer to him now.
Yeah, that's fair.
H-dubs, you know, good old H-dubs.
Right. Second guessed myself.
Shane, you got to be a little quicker on the draw. Let's see.
Where was the a little too quick on the draw.
Oh, yeah, fuck. God damn it, Mike. Thank you. What do I go with here? Here we go. What Japanese video game company began in that's a typo. Maybe? I'm going to read it anyway. It says began in 1889.
Justin.
Justin?
Nintendo.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's not a typo. Yeah. Good for you.
Didn't they start as a card company?
Mm-hmm. Trading cards. Mm-hmm. Impressive, sir. Shane, I'm upset with you. I thought you would get that.
Gaming casual my ass.
Right.
You are a casual, that's for damn sure.
There's a key word in there.
Everybody just runs for that joke.
There's one here.
I almost chimed in right when you said that might be a typo.
You're like, he doesn't know.
I know where this is going.
I wish you would have. If you would have gotten it there, I'd have been like, wow, that's it. Pack it in. You just fucking win.
Oh, not fair. I got Elmo that fast.
That's true. That's true. Let's see. I don't want to ask one that's like... There's one on here, Jovi, that's definitely, like, directly towards you.
Oh, just say it. I won't even, like, count it as a point. No, I just want to know.
How many seasons did Cheers run for? 7, 9, or 11?
9?
I will not dignify that with any kind of reaction, unless anybody else wants to guess.
7.
I was going to say 11.
You guys all forget how to buzz in, or...
Control 11.
I thought it didn't count.
Yeah, I was going to say it didn't count, but I guess I got it wrong.
Am I supposed to pick? Okay, fine. Then that one won't count. I'll pick a different one for a point.
But what was the answer, damn it?
It was 11.
Mike, 7. Oh, damn.
I was about to say, I remember Cheers went on for a hell of a long time.
Yeah, but I got confused with fucking the Frasier spinoff, like, went the same amount of seasons, but I wasn't sure. I thought one was longer than the other, and I thought Frasier went longer. But I think Frasier went longer by, like, a season.
Well, because wasn't Becker was also...
Oh, God, Becker was a million seasons.
That was an offshoot of Cheers, though, too, right?
No.
Wasn't?
No, just same actor. And acted exactly the same character.
Huh. So, Becker wasn't ever technically in the bar.
No. What the fuck? That's not how this works.
It is now. So.
Sorry, wrestling.
Remember this, Batman. What is the name of Inspector Gadget's niece?
Oh, fuck.
Control.
Yeah.
Penny.
God damn it.
It's good. It's fucking good, man. Might win this.
Go, right. Go, Gadget, right. Memory.
Who the fuck won?
Okay.
It's very confusing. Right.
There's
anyway.
One I want to ask specifically for Mike after we're done with the point. But for now, fuck, Detroit. these are all really, really, really easy. Fuck, who did John Ritter play on Three's Company?
I don't remember his actual name.
It's been so fucking long since
right,
I've seen
like,
Three's Company.
I would see the character and say John Ritter before the character's name at this point.
And hers and hers and his.
Yeah, no,
Company
I know
too.
It. I can see everybody.
Come on, knock on our door. Nobody got a guess?
No.
New question? Uh-huh. Okay. The answer, by the way, was Jack Tripper.
Oh, right.
Who was
good old Jack.
Who was Van Halen's original lead singer?
Like,
really?
I got nothing.
Really?
I'm just gonna. This might be a trick question. I'm just gonna say Mike and then David Lee Roth, but that might be a trick.
Okay, no, yeah, I thought it was a trick question too.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, that's why I paused. I was like,
yeah,
because
it was David Lee Roth and then Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, exactly. I was so thrown though for some reason. No, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
It was first. It was Sammy Lee Roth, and then it was David Hagar. Loosely related to Jake Hagar.
Anyway, if anybody
Jesus,
wants to hear...
To,
go ahead.
We have to tie everything back to wrestling.
I just
yeah,
wanted
I
to do it to
it.
Piss you off.
Also, kind of if anyone wants a fun David Lee Roth story, as if there's not enough of those, my friend who was working as the lead sound guy for Guitar Hero had many a run-in with rock stars, you know, obviously. But apparently... David Lee Roth was walking around Activision Studios with a bottle of Jack, but with the like name and everything taped over, and then wandered into his coworker's office, set one down, and was like, "Nobody knows this is actually whiskey," and then just walked away and left the bottle there. So his coworker Smart. Kept this unopened bottle of Jack with tape on it, just on his desk, exactly where it was left for like 3 more years. It's just like. I guess it was a gift.
That rock star life.
It's right. A gift. Hooray. Mike, this is the question I wanted to ask you. Which
Detroit.
With which team... Sorry, I had to actually look at the answer. I'm going to be fucking real mad if you got that right on, I guess. With which team did Gordie Howe play his last season in the NHL? Do you want the 3 choices or do you know it?
I mean, just to be fair, I guess. Give me the...
Hartford Whalers... Boston Bruins, Detroit Red Wings.
I'm pretty sure it's the Whalers. He was playing with his son.
Ding, ding. God, you're such a fucking nerd. Congratulations.
Where's my...
He demands his noise.
You get 2.
Continue.
And also you get a... There you go.
It hurts.
Next question, gentlemen. What was the highest grossing movie of the 80s? Was it E.T., the extraterrestrial... Was it The Empire Strikes Back, or was it Return of the Jedi?
Jovi.
Justin. Control.
Jovi.
Return.
Justin. What was the answer?
E.T.
E.T. is correct.
Damn. Yeah. I had to go and second
guess
myself.
Are you sure it wasn't Encino Man?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Encino Man, and it's a tragedy, I'm telling you.
It's really too bad.
Oh, let's see. Fuck that one. Fuck that one. Nobody will ever get that one. What does Jack type on the typewriter in the movie The Shining?
Jovi.
Control. Jovi.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
That was point. That was close.
I'm going to have to one-on-one control in a minute.
Damn delay, because I heard control first.
I'm thinking that too. I'm wondering how much of a delay there actually is.
I am kind of sitting 3 feet away from him, so.
Give him a point. Fuck it, give him a point. I'm feeling generous today. Congratulations, control.
Woo!
Hooray!
Where's my wank?
He wants his wank.
Wank.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah!
Gotta be official. Follow the rules.
Oh, fuck it. What kind of a question is that? Okay, not for a point. What is this bullshit? What did NASA first launch in 1981?
A dog.
A monkey?
A
satellite.
Sure, the dogs.
It's
that wouldn't be in the 80s, though.
In 81.
Wouldn't it a space shuttle?
Yeah, it just says a space shuttle.
Wait, really?
space shuttle.
Well, technically what it says is answer as an abbreviation, space shuttle. But, you know, if you read it, you know, like a human would, it just says a space shuttle. Or if you can put the pause in there after the colon, a space shuttle.
Right.
Like a TV show host. Okay, so... Fuck it, I guess I'll just run through them until somebody gets it. Why did Michael Jordan miss 64 games during the 85-86 season?
He was playing baseball.
Shane.
Wrong.
I was going to say his father's death, but...
No.
I think Jovi might be season? Right.
85-86. Jovi was also wrong, by the way.
Yeah, no, he played baseball in the 90s.
Nobody? All right. The answer was he broke his foot.
Damn, I was going to say an ACL tear.
Who played opposite Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally?
Oh, Shane.
Shane.
Actually,
wait. Nope, that's a different movie.
Take a guess. Take a guess. Name literally any male actor.
I just said I was going to say Ben Stiller.
Oh, no.
No.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, you're like a decade off.
It was
off.
The wrong movie, okay?
Ben fucking Stiller, dude. Jeez, Mike, I'm mad at you. You should know this.
Why should Mike know this?
It's a movie. Why the fuck would I know anything about it?
Because it's Billy Crystal, who voiced Mike Wazowski.
That's why?
Yes.
What kind of 6 points to Kevin Bacon bullshit is that?
Jesus Christ. What was the name of Michael J. Fox's character on Family Ties?
Jovi.
Never watched it.
Jovi.
Never Michael. Watched it.
No.
Damn. It was worth a shot.
I was hoping I wouldn't make it to this song, or to this the question. Which original Pump Up Survivor song was written for the movie Rocky III?
Jovi.
Jovi.
Eye of the Tiger.
No, it's the thrill of the fight.
Survivor.
Okay. 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 Are we ready?
As ready as we're going to be.
What TV network was founded by Ted Turner in 1980? Jovi.
TNT.
Wrong.
Damn.
Control.
Mike.
Control.
PBS. Cartoon Network.
Fuck.
In 1980?
I'm thinking wrong years.
What? Yeah, you are.
Mike.
I said TV.
What?
I said TBS.
You didn't say your name.
It's also wrong.
Yes, I did.
It's also wrong. He did say.
Okay.
It's also wrong.
Yeah, I just want credit for being wrong. Thank you.
All right, you're wrong. Congrats.
The answer was CNN, guys.
Huh. That's right.
Yeah.
That is a term.
To be fair, I didn't know that either, so I wouldn't have even gotten it. Let me see. Let's see if there's a good one here.
I'm really bad at trivia because my head is filled with trivia about boats.
We know, Shane.
Especially U-boats.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find one that I think would be, because it's the last question, so I'm trying to find one that I think would be like challenging enough, but still kind of easy enough. Here we go.
Since I have no idea, since I know I'm not going to win, I could do one.
Let's see. What 1987 movie featured the Cliffs of Insanity, the Fire Swamp?
Shane, Princess Bride.
That's a point for Shane. That's good. That's
very
good,
I had the most points, and I was like, well, this is the last question. I'm not ringing in, so.
Do you have the most points?
I do.
Did you win?
I did.
Who's second?
Mike, Justin, and Control.
We must battle to the death. For second place.
Okay, then here. I'm going to grab one random card for the middle, just between the three of you. And we'll find out who comes in second.
Shane, you're in last, no matter what. Sorry.
That's fine.
Oh. Okay, here we go. What TV show set in Hawaii featured Tom Selleck as a private investigator?
Control.
Control.
Oh, oh fuck. I just blanked on it. Damn.
Justin.
Justin. Hawaii 50.
I do believe it was Magnum PI.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, I just found that.
Mike, card. Magnum PI.
I thought it was Hawaii 50 at first too.
Because he said Hawaii. No.
There we go.
Yeah.
Who was the star? Same competitors. Who
I
was the star?
Right. What the fuck?
Where's my wink?
Who was the star of the Bow Nose commercials?
The what?
Oh please, Mike.
Okay. Bow Nose, Mike. Mike.
Did I cut out?
No. Yeah, well, we didn't hear your answer.
Oh, I said Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, hooray.
Congrats on your second
That's
place.
Two.
The two of you that are tied for third, you can go Rochambeau well back by the shed for 15 minutes. And you can settle that amongst yourselves.
I kick first.
Thanks. You got to Rochambeau to find out who Rochambeau's first. It's a very complicated process. It's all very scientific. I can't get into it right now. We don't have that kind of time left.
You say that like we have anything other than time.
I know, like we've got anything other than time. At this point, though, I don't know if we continue going how much more people are willing to sit through. Like even our most loyal listeners at this point are like, I feel like after we hit the hour 10-minute mark, they're like, all right, guys, can we wrap it up or, you know, something?
I mean, we can wrap it up if you'd like, and then we can still hang out if anybody wants to. Otherwise, you want to call it, my dude.
I think that's good.
I'll be more than happy to just watch WrestleMania.
What's that I hear? On the winds? Oh.
Are you still using this?
Oh, listen to that.
Are we getting played off?
Listen to that. It's time to go. It's time to go. They're talking us off the stage. I don't know what to do about that. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode. This was a fun one for me. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
I had a blast.
You guys rock.
I will expect my second place medal in the mail.
Okay. We will work on that. Justin, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Wonder, you were awfully quiet. Maybe next time we can get a little more out of you.
Oh, yeah, but I appreciate it. This was fun, dude.
I'm glad you had fun. That's the important part.
Yeah, if anything, if this was enough to kind of make everybody forget that we're all supposed to be locked inside for a little bit, then I'm fine with that. It's really all that fucking matters.
Do we get participation ribbons?
You can, yeah.
Yeah, why not? As soon as a craft store opens back up that's not Hobby Lobby, I'll make y'all some.
Hell yeah.
You heard it here first.
I'm off of my computer.
I mean, there's that.
I expect everybody to hold her to that.
I'm going to get Twitter messages as soon as everything opens up. Where's my ribbon? Fucking ribbon?
So look, bitch. It's just,
what I'd like you guys to do,
in some goo.
I want you guys to just post pictures of your empty hands with like the hashtag my ribbon goes here.
This is where I'd put my participation ribbon.
If I had one!
If I had one. We'll see if you guys ever get those. But, if any of you guys want to hang out and just keep chatting, then that's cool. Otherwise, it's been fun. Thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next week. Maybe we'll have another group. Maybe we won't. Who fucking knows? I don't fucking know. I don't know if we'll all be alive next week, to be completely honest. So,
anything could happen.
A weird cough.
None of us are leaving our fucking houses. I'm sure we'll all be fine. Well, except for Maine.
I was going to say, we're like all leaving our houses. What are you talking about?
Also, I may or may not already have it.
Yeah, so I'm coming off of it, so.
I'm coming off of maybe it.
Yeah, they wouldn't test me, but work still made me quarantine.
That's the problem. I got sick, but I'm better. I just kind of have a tingle in my throat now.
Isn't that fun? Where you could just sit around having Schrodinger's virus?
Yeah, that basically. one person tells me, the hospital has drive-through testing. I'm like, yeah, but I still have to call the doctor and they still have to order the test. I still have to,
My boss kept doing that shit, texting me, well, they have this place that's testing. I'm like, that's nice. I still don't have proof that I was exposed to someone directly with a positive test. Nor was I just overseas, so I don't qualify.
Besides, have you seen the testing apparatus? That shit's
it's fucking terrifying.
I have not seen it.
It's a Q-tip that goes
6 inches of plastic down the through your nose, down your throat.
Yeah, it actually goes into your tear duct, I think.
The what?
I think it goes into your tear duct or some weird shit.
No, they put it into your nose.
No, I mean when it goes all the way back.
Oh, it scrapes some shit very close to your brain.
Yeah.
It's not fucking
pleasant.
Would
you like an almost lobotomy? Come on down.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm considering a lobotomy.
It's like that movie, Sucker Punch.
I think I'm going to pass on ever getting tested then.
Right? I could die. It sounds better.
I would rather die.
Either way.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'll suffer for 2 weeks. Quarantine please.
Yeah, right. I'll stay away from people and play video games, or you'll stick a what in my where? I'm all right.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt. For how much? For 10 seconds?
For me. that 10 seconds too much. I'll be sick.
No. Owie. I don't want that. No. Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm done now.
Are you actually closing
out the show? I'm actually
done
now. We're actually closing out the show. Okay. Thank everybody for being here. Thank everybody for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Everybody say bye. Be nice.
Bye. Be nice.
Bye.
Bye. Be nice.
Wash your hands.
Goddamn right.
Fucking stop licking doorknobs, you idiots. And toilet seats.
Click.
Click.
Hell yeah. Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there. Face. Infect
All right, it's that time of the show. We got to throw out some thank yous to our Patreons that back us at our bonus nachos level. That's Mr. Shane, Mr. Travis, and Mr. Charlie. Thanks for your patronage, guys.